Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calls on Joe Biden to join him on debate stage. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 25, 2023. Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called on President Joe Biden to meet him on the debate stage and at town hall meetings throughout the country during the Democrat primary. In a statement, Kennedy Jr. distanced himself from Biden and said he aims to reclaim the Democrat Party and its traditional values. Kennedy Jr. tweeted, "I have known and liked Joe Biden for many years. But we differ profoundly on fundamental issues such as corporate influence in government, censorship, civil liberties, poverty, corruption, and war policy, among others. I look forward to engaging him in debates and town hall meetings, in a primary election that is honest, civil, and transparent. I invite him into a new era of respectful dialogue in these times of division." #Kennedy24 Kennedy Jr.'s statement came amid news the Democrat National Committee, DNC, does not plan to host any primary debates in the 2024 presidential election cycle. "I am a multi-generational Democrat, but I think our party has gone off track. Remember when we upheld the interests of the poor and middle class against big corporations and Wall Street?" Kennedy Jr. tweeted, "Remember when we were the party of peace, civil liberties, and people power? I aim to reclaim my party and its traditional values." Kennedy Jr. also criticized the Biden administration for being riddled with neocons, war hawks, Wall Street people, and former corporate lobbyists. "The Biden administration is riddled with neocons, war hawks, Wall Street people, and former corporate lobbyists. That's what the party elite has become," Kennedy Jr. tweeted. "But I know the rank and file, and the American people as a whole, don't share their priorities. It's time to return our party and our nation to the people." #Kennedy24 Twitter CEO Elon Musk positively responded to Kennedy Jr.'s statement, saying, "You and other candidates deserve that opportunity." Over the weekend, Kennedy Jr. blasted the DNC for having a rigged primary system, with no debates and moving voting in South Carolina ahead of New Hampshire on the schedule. The DNC, at this point, has taken the official position that there will be no debate, and I think that's unfortunate. "I think what the DNC did to New Hampshire is also unfortunate," Kennedy Jr. told Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak. Kennedy Jr. added, "When you have so many Americans who are concerned about election integrity, we should be doing everything we can in our party, Democrat Party, to show that, you know, this is not rigged system. That it is actually democracy. People can run and that they can get to debate and that the public is gonna be able to see them. And there, the DNC, doing kind of the opposite." Marianne Williamson, another Democrat 2024 presidential candidate, similarly blasted the DNC for not having debates and altering its primary calendar. "Unlike the DNC, I stand for democracy everywhere. Not just as a goal, but as a process," Williamson said on Tuesday. "The DNC plans no primary debates. As though there simply are no other candidates. No other ideas we should discuss about ways to win in 2024. Or other ideas we should discuss about ways to repair the country," she tweeted on Sunday. "Too many people are too smart to accept this." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.